And of course, we're with the best-selling author John Gray, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. And you know him also as Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And we'll be back with John in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. John, let's go through hormones and talk about the difference again now between men and women. And just what are they? What are hormones?
Well, hormones are very important messengers in the body, and they're very, very powerful. When a hormone like oxytocin gets produced, it just calms a woman's body. For a man, it can put him right to sleep and take away a sex drive. That's actually what happens at the time of climax, is that oxytocin gets released, and the woman, her whole body is regenerated, rejuvenated. And for a man, it has a calming effect, but so calming that it puts him to sleep and also lowers his testosterone. Testosterone is a hormone that's critically important for a man's body. It does all kinds of signaling for health, but its main function is it gives you faster reaction time. Most people misunderstand testosterone. They think it's associated with men's aggression. Actually, testosterone is not men's aggression. It's estrogen, the female hormone. When men are in danger, their testosterone levels spike too high, so they can run faster and react faster and so forth. And when testosterone levels spike too high, then there's a protective mechanism, and testosterone is turned into estrogen, which is not good for men to have high estrogen, and it actually can make men become quite mean. The typical grumpy old man syndrome that we see as quite commonly as men get older is because their testosterone levels are actually getting lower and their estrogen levels are getting higher.
When some of these wrestlers and people like that go on steroids and they become very aggressive, very mean, is that affecting their hormone balance too?
Okay, well, first of all, the steroids are basically their creams that have testosterone in them. And the problem with taking any of these creams that have testosterone, or for women, they take the progesterone and estrogen creams, the problem with this is that there's side effects, inevitable side effects down the road. And on the boxes of these hormones, they basically say we do not know what their outcome will be.
Right.
It's just not. But we do know with steroids very clearly, because they've been around a lot longer. Men were taking steroids. And what you see happening is, for example, the gland that makes testosterone in a man's body is the testicles. Well, they will begin to atrophy and shrink with the use of steroids. Also, the body will begin to break down much, much faster. And men who've used these testosterone hormones, they do become aggressive, because when they take testosterone, it spikes it way too high. It does create huge muscle mass. But then it converts into estrogen. So they go bald, and they become aggressive, and they become mean and grumpy. Those are all the side effects of testosterone converting into estrogen. And then the testosterone levels take a dive, and they get lower and lower. And then it's ironically, it's the low testosterone that also creates prostate swelling in men as they get older. Low testosterone is always associated with prostate cancer in men. We don't want to mess with these hormones, and too many well-meaning doctors are prescribing testosterone to men, because you will feel immediately your libido will come back, you feel alive, you feel energized, but then it starts becoming too much, and you start getting grumpy and irritable, your body starts breaking down faster. Or if you take too much all at once, you'll become very aggressive and unhappy.
Right. So you could be too low and you could be too high, right?
Exactly. Everything's about the matter of balance. Naturally, men today are too low. This is what's happening worldwide. And what's causing that is there's a few very basic factors here. One is that when you eat meat and chicken, which are good testosterone builders, particularly meat is a good testosterone builder, until they decided to start putting estrogen in the cows.
Right.
When they put estrogen in the cows, people think, well, that just made the cow fat. But actually, it goes into humans and has the same effect on us. Estrogen is a fat-storing hormone, so we put on more weight when we take estrogen. But also, estrogen lowers testosterone in men and in women, so it can cut off a woman's libido as well. And women have some testosterone, and that's what's responsible for their libido. So when women have low libido, they have both low testosterone and low oxytocin. Oxytocin creates a sexual response. It allows women to enjoy it. It's testosterone that makes them want it. And so they're wanting to, we want to make sure that there's natural ways for people to increase their testosterone and their other hormones.
How do you know if your hormonal balance is out of whack or not?
Well,
what are the tests?
Okay, here are the tests. Well, you can go get tests. They have what's called serum tests. They do blood tests. Those are really not accurate. There's saliva tests, which are way more accurate in terms of what your body's really utilizing in terms of the hormones. And you can get those tests. They're not really always so accurate unless you have a baseline. You get them when you're younger, then you get them when you're older, and you can see how you've changed. I personally don't believe any of the standards that they have out there because there's so much controversy where so many people say ours are right and yours are right and so forth. But you can certainly, if you're younger, I had my testosterone tested in my early 30s. So I know what they were in my 30s. And then at 58, I just had them tested again just to see how I'm doing. I actually have testosterone levels 25% higher than when I was in my 30s.
That's a good thing.
That's
right?
A really good thing. That's not the norm that you'll see out there. I don't take testosterone at all. But for me, it was a matter of the first thing is learning to balance blood sugar. And we covered that before. We talked about PGX. Helps the body to balance blood sugar. Because every time your blood sugar fluctuates, it causes your adrenal gland to spike cortisol. And every time you spike cortisol, your body stops making the good hormones and goes into the emergency hormones. So literally you start experiencing stress causes deficiencies in hormones. But blood sugar is one aspect of it. But another aspect of it is realizing that because we've been under so much stress, our adrenal gland is exhausted, and there's very simple ways to increase adrenal function. Before I say what those are, let me just briefly say what women's symptoms are, particularly
sure.
When women's adrenal function starts to drop. They have adrenal exhaustion. They have low fatigue. They have lots of fatigue, low energy. They tend to wake up many times in the night. They can't get a good night's sleep. And when they're going through the menopausal years, they'll have hot flashes, mood swings, eruptions of anger, and emotional outbursts. And this is really, really hard on marriage when women start having depletion of hormones. And some women, they just go and they go, oh, the big fad is to go get these hormone creams that sometimes do help. But again, it's the symptomatic relief. The cause of it they have to look at, which is more oxytocin-stimulating activities, which would lower stress levels, learning how to balance blood sugar levels. And then the third thing is to regenerate the adrenal gland. And this is true for both men and women. And there's some natural foods that have been around for thousands of years in all of the major cultures that are that they're designed, well, they're just nature makes them this way, which will help the body restore adrenal function. One of them is maca, M-A-C-A, which people can get in their health food stores, and it's very common in Peru. And it grows at the it's a root that grows at the highest altitude. Now, there's cheaper forms of maca where they're now cultivating at lower levels, but those don't have the ingredient that's necessary to regenerate the body. Any plant that can survive and thrive under extremely high altitude, which is a low oxygen environment, has to produce particular enzymes, which are called repair enzymes, necessary to repair the DNA damage that occurs when you're in a low oxygen environment. Well, when you're under stress, your body's in a low oxygen environment. And these plants have a rich source of enzymes, the same enzymes our body would make if we were not under stress, but we were living at a very high altitude. See, plants make the same enzymes that our body makes. That's why you can buy plant-sourced enzymes and help your digestion. Well, likewise, you can get these special repair enzymes, which they don't extract the enzymes, but they just happen to be concentrated in a few of the superfoods. One is maca. Another is...
Now, what is maca?
M-A-C-A. It's a root. It's a little plant that grows in the Andes at the highest altitude where everything else is dead. Nothing else can survive there. Maca survives. And it is amazing. I give it a tablespoon a day with some other superfoods, but you got to get the tablespoon a day of maca. And women's hot flashes stop in a couple of days. I mean, women are plagued by this, and then suddenly they find that something as simple as maca can change that around, and they don't need to get blood tests, hormone tests, or anything to take maca. You just go and take maca, and you know, my recommendation is you can put it in a little apple juice with water, or you can put it in a nutritional shake. I'm a big fan of whey protein shakes, if it's the right kind of whey protein, because that's the helps the brain function better. But just sticking to maca for a minute, the maca has, because it grows at high altitudes, it has to generate these repair enzymes. Now, today, there's a product in the market which is way overpriced and way expensive. It doesn't even do as well as maca, in my opinion, and that's called resveratrol.
That's the offshoot of red wine, right?
Yeah, exactly. When they say red wine helps you live long, healthy lives, there's lots of research now $1 billion. The patent for one particular resveratrol was bought for $1 billion by one of the big drug companies. And the people that made that are all saying everybody else's doesn't work. And there's a lot of research saying this one worked and that one worked. And there's the big buzz on resveratrol is they show these little rats and they say one rat was given resveratrol and the other rat was not. And you see the rat with resveratrol is running running on a wheel continuously, and the other one is slowed down and going to sleep. Well, what people don't realize is you could have given that rat caffeine and it would have been doing that.
A little cup of coffee, right?
You could give the rat so it would run longer. So let's not be fooled by a film. But let's also recognize that there's a truth to resveratrol. When a grape skin has lots of resveratrol, what makes it anti-aging and rejuvenating to the body is that it has these repair enzymes. And you only get resveratrol in concentrated amounts when you take grapes and you put them and you grow a fungus on them. And the fungus then depletes oxygen absorption. And so then the grapes, because they're being stressed in this way, will produce the anti-stress enzymes, which are good for people. But it's hard to know the quality of the resveratrol you're getting. If you just get these plants, these herbs that grow at these super high altitudes, you're insured of getting these repair enzymes. Another one of my favorite superfoods that has the repair enzymes is goji berries. You probably heard of those.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I've had some. They taste pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, goji berries are great, and they're good. They're good tasting. They have 500 times more vitamin C, which is a super adrenal rebuilder. When you take vitamin C, guess where it goes? It goes right to the adrenal gland first. The adrenal gland has to have vitamin C and high doses to cope with stress. So if you're wanting to help the adrenal gland, you take high doses of vitamin C. But even better, you take goji berries, which are super concentrated vitamin C. And when I was in the Himalayas in Tibet, I almost died of hypothermia doing mountain climbing there. And these old people took care of me, and they would all drink the goji berry tea. And they were drinking the goji berries that grew at the high altitudes. So I think goji berries at all altitudes are good, because they all have a high content of vitamin C and other benefits. But the ones that grow at the high altitudes, those would be the Himalayan goji berries. Those are going to have the actual repair enzymes in them and be more effective. There's a huge amount of Chinese lore all about, you know, the strength that warriors got and the builders when they built the Great Wall and so forth. They would eat the goji berries. And then there's another product out of Russia and also in China, which is only in the Caucasian mountains, which is called Arctic root. And it grows, the modern name for that is rhodiola. And that's now very common in health food stores, really good for kids with ADD, ADHD, but for anybody, because they've proven, this is one where there's actually double-blind studies proving that it produces more dopamine and serotonin in the brain, a natural support for the brain to lower stress levels. And again, it's Arctic root. It grows at the highest altitudes in freezing cold weather. It will thrive. And these plants that can do that, they have this repair enzyme in them that's amazingly beneficial to us if we get it in the right amount. If you just took a little maca, it doesn't do much. But if you take a bunch of rhodiola and a bunch of goji and a bunch of, maca, you now have some superfoods that can help the body. There's other kinds of superfoods, but they're great. I'm pretty excited because what's coming out now with my book is also a line of superfoods combinations in grocery stores. And I have one called Venus Calm and Mars Revive, which has the maca in it and the goji berries and lots of other things that helps the brain. But you can buy these things separately, and people need to know that these are ancient foods that have been sort of exclusive for the, you know, the people who, the ruling class, so to speak. They were, you know, they would use them to live long and healthy lives. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, maca, because it grows wild, and goji berries, it's actually very common. But the knowledge of it has been kind of secret.
John, what about this craze, this acai? How did they
craze acai,
a berry?
Let me see. It's not acai, but it's acai. It's
acai
from Brazil.
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. And let me give you the scoop on that. First of all, it's also in my Venus Revive and Mars Calm. Because what it does, it's not a superfood like these other ones. It doesn't have the repair enzyme. But it's a bit of a people lose weight or appear to lose weight quickly, primarily because it causes water to leave your body. It's a diuretic. But it's not mainly just a diuretic. It also helps to stimulate your metabolism. And that is a good, good thing. And it can help people a lot. Now, you know, I'm in the business. You know, we were just talking earlier in the show about the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, wanting to come down on supplements as opposed to the FDA. Because the FTC, they have a different set of laws, and they can come along and say, hey, if you say acai is good for you and it's not, then we can lock you up in jail and take all the money you've ever made. And generally speaking, whenever there are some really good natural products, they'll come along and shut them down. Just because the people who want to sell drugs pretty much run things, and they don't want people being too independent of drugs.
Right.
But acai has been overly marketed and exaggerated claims. I even met the guy who, if you go on the internet, you'll see all these claims of these sweet little women, and you get pictures of them and how they have children and they lost their weight and everything. I know the guy who wrote that. He just made all that up.
you have to be careful.
To be careful. I mean, advertisers use market, but there is good research behind acai, and it's one of the superfoods. And and where's the research? It's not like double blind studies. It's because they've been in cultures for thousands of years, and they've been used for certain reasons. And in Brazil, they've been used by athletes and for endurance. And anything that gives you endurance is another anti-stress agent, because when you're able to lower your cortisol levels, this is back to we talked about stress. The body shifts into what's called fat burning. It releases a hormone which allows the body to release fat as a source of energy rather than the white foods, the sugars, the breads, the carbohydrates, the potatoes, those are the pastas. Those, the reason people like those foods so much is they convert right to sugar, and sugar is the fuel for the brain. The problem is it just makes too much, and then the body has to regulate blood sugar by converting it into fat or storing it in muscles or in the liver. Or for skinny people that don't really have fat cells and they don't have muscle cells to absorb the sugar, it actually causes their brains to speed up. And these are the ones that have huge anxiety problems and sleep problems because, again, their blood sugar levels are too high. And at a certain point, when you have insulin resistance, then even small amounts of sugar cause high blood sugar levels.
Oh, it spikes, doesn't
it? Yeah, it just spikes. And so the thing is that every time blood sugar spikes, there's some neural damage going on. Now, what I want to point out again and again when people
Let's do that when we come right back, John. We'll come back, and I also want to ask you a little bit more about just supplements on this planet and why Mother Earth produces it. We'll be back in a moment with John Gray. Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice on Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch your dial. I'll be right back. And our special guest tonight, Dr. John Gray, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. We'll be back with John in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we're with John Gray. John, what is it about this planet that has almost every remedy, almost everything we need growing on it to help us physically? How does this happen?
Well, you know, there you go into this, the cosmic knowledge of the universe. Everything we need is always available. We're just not looking in the right direction. And when you look at a lot of these superfoods, they've always been around. not everybody needed them because they were, you know, eating good food and they weren't under lots of stress. But the people that, you know, when they were sick, they would give them to them. You know, when I studied in India, for example, and also in China, but when you go to India, what you see is, you know, these huge thick book called the Ayurveda. And it literally has thousands of plants. All, you know, you walk through the woods and you look at, you know, you see these plants. And every single plant, they have remedies. If you go to Brazil, you meet the shamans. I've been down in the Amazon. You meet the shamans. They take you through the woods, and they show you this is good for that. This is good for that. If you get this poison, you do this. You know, I think my first exposure to this was just going on a nature hike and the guy taking us on the hike. He said, "Here's poison ivy or poison oak, and if you get poison oak, what grows right next to poison oak is mugwort, and mugwort." If you put in a little solution, will neutralize the effects of poison ivy. You know, it's just where there's a problem, there's a solution, but we have to be able to access that. But since you bring that up, I'd like to add to that point a little bit. In the Ayurvedic system, which literally the books have thousands of remedies. If somebody gets sick, they would go to the book and they'd find their remedy. But there was one remedy that they gave to everybody. When they use the herbs and they use the different things. And this was for rehabilitation, regeneration of the body if somebody was under a lot of stress. And today, everybody's under a lot of stress. So this is like a remedy that I think is good for everybody. And that is the remedy there was called buttermilk. People would go on a diet primarily of buttermilk. And what I suggest for people to do is go on a diet of primarily buttermilk for, you know, a little bit every day or go for 2 or 3 days or a few weeks. Well, that's
is this
your primary
like butter,
food.
Buttermilk you'd get in the store?
Now, buttermilk is, we have a different name for it. What their name for it is, buttermilk is the milk left over when you take all the butter out. And that's called whey protein.
Ah, okay.
Now, here's a little story for everybody. I know everybody loves the old stories. But this is where Switzerland became, you know, the big banking center of America is because Germany learned about buttermilk 300 years ago, and they wanted to create these wellness centers, sanitariums or sanatoriums, I think they're called, where there was sunshine and really fresh buttermilk or fresh whey protein. And all the best milk in Europe was in Switzerland. So the wealthy people, the rulers, the people who had money and gold and armies would go into Switzerland to these wellness centers where the dairies would be there and they'd make the buttermilk fresh, raw whey protein. You see, what you get in health food stores, unfortunately, isn't raw, so it doesn't have the big effect. But if you take raw milk and you take the butter out of it, what's left is a superfood for the brain. And there are certain companies that still have that make this raw superfood, but that you have to, I'll tell you people what to look for on the can. But what happened in Switzerland 300 years ago is everybody went there for health, because when you have wealth and you have wisdom, age, then you just want your health. And so they bring their armies, they bring their gold, they bring their, you know, money, and they would bury it in the mountains in Switzerland, and that became the beginning of the Swiss banking system.
Interesting.
But it all is around whey protein. Now, whey protein, this is really important because you'll see that mainly muscle.
That, by the way, is also the liquid left over when you make cheese, isn't it?
That's right. Well, you see, you're taking the butter out of the milk to make the cheese. That's right. So it's the liquid when you're making cheese. You're taking the solids out of the milk, and then you're left with just the protein. The fat has gone into the some of the protein, but mostly fat has gone into the cheese. So you're left with whey protein. Now, if it's non-heated up, that's called raw. If it's non-pasteurized, then the whey proteins will make brain chemicals immediately if you combine it with another kind of fat. Now, just let me explain this. If you take the kind of protein in the health food stores, most of it is really good for building muscles. The protein goes right over to the muscles. But if you get the raw protein, then it goes into the brain if you combine it with coconut oil. And coconut oil is another superfood that most everybody doesn't know about. Some of these superfoods I'm talking about, the reason people don't know about them is they have a bad rap, which is not true. Coconut oil, because it's a saturated fat, and people think saturated fats are bad for your heart, which not It's completely absurd, George, that fat is bad for your heart. If you can't digest the fat, it's bad for your heart. If the fats have estrogens in them, it's bad for your heart. But the Eskimos eat a diet primarily of fat and never have heart disease at all. So saturated fat is not bad for your heart, but if it has estrogen in it, then it is. Coconut oil, which comes from coconuts, has been used for thousands of years. It's a different kind of saturated fat. It's a medium chain triglyceride is what it's called. And that means that it's easily digested by the body, and it actually putting it in your body stimulates the body to burn fat rather than to burn sugar. And every time you're burning fat, your cortisol levels drop. Every time you're burning sugar, your cortisol levels go up. So we want to always be towards a healthy fat diet. Now, I'm not telling people just to go eat a ton of fat. Too much is, you know, you can take too much. And the problem is that if you're under stress and you eat regular fats other than coconut oil, your body can't digest those fats. It's very hard to digest fats when you're under stress because your body's in the sugar burning mode.
Right.
So, but there is one kind of fat that you can burn when you're in the stress mode, and that's coconut oil. So if you take coconut oil and combine it with what's called non-denatured or undenatured whey protein, then you're getting this basically raw buttermilk ingredient. It's not exactly buttermilk. What they did in India is they take the liquid left over and they culture it, so it was a bit cultured so it would last. But the same ingredient is the easy-to-digest protein is there, and you combine it with the coconut oil, and you put very low sugar. You need just a little sugar as fuel for the brain, and the best kind of sugar for people to take is, first of all, the worst, I just want to emphasize, which is the primary cause of diabetes, is corn syrup. It's called high-fructose corn syrup. It's just the very, very worst of worst foods.
And that granulated sugar, isn't it?
It's everywhere. They put it in almost every package everywhere. You'll see it. But regular raw sugar in moderation is not bad for people. It's rich with minerals. And the raw sugar, which is absolutely best, is the molasses. Molasses is in small doses, has all of the minerals that they take out of refined processed sugar. So in the refining process of making sugar so it tastes better and it goes right to the brain and gives you a big buzz, is they take out the fiber and they take out the minerals. The minerals, when they take the minerals out, that's what molasses is. It's sugar and minerals and high concentration minerals. If I was very poor and I couldn't afford any of these superfoods or any of these different supplements that I found over the years, I would take a teaspoon of molasses after every meal, even maybe 2 teaspoons after every meal, because it would give me the best minerals. What people don't know is that every time they eat refined processed sugar or processed foods like potato chips, corn chips, pastas, breads, any of those kinds of things that we like to eat when we're bored or restless.
But they taste so good.
Yeah, they taste so good because what they do is they spike the blood sugar, and then the blood sugar can make the brain chemicals. What we want is a stable supply of blood sugar so that the brain can make brain chemicals all the time. But so people understand what goes on is every time we spike the blood sugar, you can then test someone's urine afterwards, and you'll see that the brain has lost these very important minerals. There's like a huge amount of minerals will come out when the blood sugar spikes. And the most important mineral, this is what everybody needs to know. This is the big secret. It's the big cover-up. It's one simple, cheap mineral that would replace the need, 90% of the need for all antidepressants, antipsychotics, sleeping pills, all those different things out there. There's one simple mineral that we're all deficient in due to our high carbohydrate diet. And that mineral is lithium. And when you say the word lithium, people think, oh, that's for crazy people. That's a drug. If you tell your doctor, I'm going to take lithium, they'll go, oh, no, that's bad for you. Because the lithium, the form of lithium that doctors prescribe for people that are bipolar or schizophrenic or depressed, the form of lithium they give is toxic to the body in the doses that they give. It's toxic. So there's always danger side effects. My own brother, at 32 years old, you know, in his 20s, he became bipolar. And then he was taking lithium, the drug, which took away the bipolar, but had so many awful side effects that eventually he said, I just can't live with these side effects, and he shot himself. That experience, I committed my life to finding a cure. And, of course, you're not allowed to say a cure, so I haven't found the cure. But basically, I've helped thousands of people who thought they were bipolar, who discovered that they're lithium deficient, find a form of lithium so they don't have those symptoms anymore. And often, George, the smarter someone is, the faster, more creative their brain functions, the more vulnerable they are to lithium deficiency when they start eating carbohydrates or MSG, which are in all of our processed foods. And the solution is a product that was discovered 30 years ago in Germany by Dr. Hans Nieper. And he was so effective in his mineral solutions for people that he was curing all diseases, including cancer. Even Ronald Reagan went to his hospital at a time when the CIA wouldn't even let him into the country, Dr. Nieper. And if he went to his clinic, they would know they had spies there, and they would take all of his vitamin C and his mineral supplements and whatever out of your suitcase if it came from Dr. Nieper's clinic. Well, that's all now. You know, that doesn't happen, and he was poisoned, and he's dead now. But he lives on, and one of his remedies that is over-the-counter, legal in the United States, not yet legal in Canada or Australia, legal in some European countries and Germany, is lithium orotate. Lithium is the mineral the brain uses in order to make serotonin, to calm the brain, to make dopamine, to give you energy, to make GABA, to make you feel pleasure and feel good and happy and aroused. All these things, we become deficient in this mineral when we're under stress, because stress causes us to shift into the sugar burning mode, and then suddenly now we're burning sugar very quickly and we deplete the body of lithium, because to utilize sugar, your body uses up the lithium, and now you don't have the lithium which is necessary to make the wonderful brain chemicals. I have given this to kids. Every age, a child can benefit from lithium orotate, just small doses, 4.5 milligrams. What doctors give is 70 times that dose. But I have thousands of cases of women who've gone off their antidepressants because they learned about lithium orotate. Thousands of cases, hundreds of mothers have talked to me. Thank you so much. My child calls it, they put it in their shakes. You know, the whey protein shake with the coconut oil, and they put some of lithium orotate in it. They put some the superfoods in it. Their kids call it the happy shake. The kids love this stuff. I even have a cookie remedy with all of it. You can take a scoop of shake, and you can take a tablespoon of coconut oil, mix it together with some nuts, and it becomes a little cookie batter. And you put it on a sheet and put it in the freezer, and in 10 minutes, you've got a cookie. It doesn't cook. It's raw, but it's cold, and it holds its form, because when coconut oil becomes cold, it turns hard. And the delicious cookies, and they're totally for the brain. They calm the brain. They give you energy. They give you focus. All of these drugs are unnecessary when you're getting these raw superfoods. And people just have to learn about this, because once you get on the drug train, it just gets one side effect. You need another drug and another drug, and they all cause us to age.
What great information. Let's take a few calls, and then we'll take an hour of calls next hour, John. Tom in Knoxville, Tennessee, you're on with John Gray. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, John. Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I was wondering, do products like Cortislim, products like that, do they really help regulate the stress hormone cortisol enough to be a good addition to if you were just regularly?
My experience has been when you go with these superfoods, you get bigger results. And Cortislim could do nothing if somebody wasn't first balancing their blood sugar. Let's say you took Cortislim and then you went and had a Twinkie or a white bread sandwich. It would do nothing. Cortislim, what it did for our society is there was a great marketing plan, and it awakened everybody to the knowledge that when cortisol levels go up, your belly fat increases. And when cortisol levels start dropping, your belly fat starts to drop. But I personally Of course, I tried it. I know the ingredients and didn't find it to be that spectacular. And when you look at the commercial, it was actually just a pencil drawing. It wasn't even a real person. But the concept was great, and it did educate us. But there's so many parameters to lowering cortisol, like the lithium orotate, for example, is a really key one. Later tonight, I'm going to talk about homeopathic HCG, which is something that will immediately the most powerful thing I've seen to restore healthy adrenal function. And when people do it, they literally lose 6 pounds of fat, not muscle mass, nothing else, 6 pounds of fat the first week, 5 pounds of fat the next week, and 4 pounds of fat every week thereafter until they gain their normal weight. And this is a 60-year-old program from Europe.
That's amazing. And what is that
called? That's called HCG. And now what's available to people, they used to have to do injections, and someone discovered that you can make homeopathic HCG to put your body into the fat-burning mode. It is the hormone that the body, when you're starving, your body will pull forth the stored fat. And so at that time, when you're starving, this HCG, but because we eat so many carbohydrates, our bodies have forgotten how to make it. And so if you take the homeopathic, that means a very diluted form of HCG, so much you couldn't even measure it in your bloodstream, but it just reminds the body to make the HCG. So you go on a special diet, and during that diet, you basically, because you're not eating any fats and your carbs are very low, it's primarily protein, then your body starts burning the stored fat in the body because it has this hormone, and you never feel hungry on it. That's the amazing thing. We have to realize that for thousands of years, if we go back in history, we would have high carbohydrate diet fruit. We find a cherry tree, and all we'd want to do is eat, 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 and gulp it down, and it'd be great. And then the body would say, okay, when we eat carbohydrates, store this for wintertime, and so they get stored as fat. And then when we have no carbohydrates, that's the wintertime, and some protein, because we'd be hunters, we'd have bits of protein, low-fat protein. Then the body goes into burning the stored fat. And that's been a cycle that we as humans have been going through for 50,000 years. If we've been here 50,000, I was just in South Africa, and they found human beings, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago. And this is a long cycle. This is our genetic makeup. And we are designed to go from famine to feast to famine to feast, carbohydrate to no carbohydrate. So that's what the diet this guy discovered in 60 years ago. And his experience again and again was obese people would lose a pound a day on average, and he'd bring them back to normal.
And that's fat, not just water weight.
That's fat. That is fat. That's not the water weight. Then you go on a stabilizing diet where you use as much as you want, but still no carbs or low carbs. And that resets the hypothalamus. So it's like a treatment to reset the hypothalamus to remember how to burn fat.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. And then a full hour of phone calls yet to go with John Gray. In the last hour of the program, Dr. Roger Lear's with us as he talks about his latest alien implants. I couldn't call them alien. Nobody knows what they are. But John Gray's next with you and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM.